WJTL, that's Love and the Outcome, The Wonder of Christmas. Good morning, it's 7:20. Congrats going out once again, Michelle Marcarelli of Elizabethtown. She won a half dozen Taylor Chip Cookies gift card.
Woo.
How great,
no, that's great
is
gift.
That?
I
Merry
love that.
Christmas to you, Michelle, and congratulations. More opportunities to win coming up.
Your weather forecast today is showing some patchy fog and clouds this morning. Becoming sunny and breezy, high of 57. Tonight, foggy, low of 31. Your winning Wednesday, looking like a little bit of morning fog again. Afternoon clouds and rain, high of 48. Right now, we're seeing 46 in Lancaster.
This morning, our special guest, Patty Estep, is the executive director of Anchor Lancaster. Good morning again, Patty.
Good morning.
I always love when you come and you tell us everything that Anchor Lancaster is doing. I'm amazed at the amount of people that you are touching and whose lives you are reaching. Any great stories that come to mind about how God has worked through Anchor Lancaster?
Yes, of course. And every day we just see God's hand at work in the dining room and the day center and the showers. And a story that just happened recently, there is a gentleman, a guest who has been coming for the 7 years that I've been there. And I've never really had any deep conversation with him, basically nonverbal, by choice, by choice.
Yeah.
And I was escorting him to the shower the other day, and he looked at me. He says, "Patty, I just want to thank you for how you have taken care of me all these years, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate that."
Wow. That's huge.
Yes.
Yeah. You're doing all kinds of stuff, not just the showers. You're feeding people. You're giving them clothes. Tell us everything you do.
Absolutely. So we provide breakfast Monday through Friday, 52 weeks out of the year. We do not close for any holidays. So we were there on Thanksgiving Day. We will be there on Christmas Day. We'll be there on New Year's Day because we know our neighbors are still hungry on the holidays. So in addition to breakfast, we do showers for those who live on the streets. We do laundry. We do a day center, which is a really cool thing where people can come in, use the restroom, rest, be inside in a safe place. They can charge their phone. They can work with case management. Case management is huge. We have one case manager, Connor Doyle, and he works with people just wherever whatever their needs are. He can help people get IDs, helps people build resumes, helps people find job. Sometimes if he will go through the process of getting someone a job and they'll need steel-toed shoes.
Right.
And so Anchor Lancaster will provide those steel-toed shoes for someone to start their job because we want to set them up for success.
So what is happening in Lancaster right now? Is the need greater than usual? Or are there a lot of people coming to you more than in the past? What are you seeing?
Yes. So what we are seeing is we will probably serve over 5,000 more meals this year and over 1,000 more showers this year. The need is so great. And the day center, we're seeing 40 to 50 people filter through there in a day. And my case manager is very, very busy. Matter of fact, we're soon going to be hiring a second case manager because the need is just so great.
I know you have a lot of great volunteers, but I think you probably need some because you told me off the air that you're volunteering to some of the overnight stuff. If folks want to volunteer and help Anchor Lancaster, how can they do that?
Great. So Kelly, my assistant, handles all of that, and her email is assistant@anchorlancaster. And this year, we have over 7,000 hours of volunteerism.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, anchorlancaster.org is the place you want to go to find out all the information about everything that Anchor Lancaster is doing. They are listener-supported, and you could support them there. But a very special thing is happening with Effort and National Bank today. It has to be today because it's over at midnight.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Yes, I would love to, Fred. Thank you for this opportunity. So you want to Google Effort National Bank Letters to Santa. And then you will scroll down, and there are three nonprofits to vote for. And, of course, I'm going to encourage you to vote for Anchor Lancaster. There is a little red heart under each of the nonprofits, and all you have to do is put your finger on that little red heart, and it'll change colors. And once it changes colors. That is your vote. And if we win that contest, we will receive $15,000.
Amazing. What color did it change to, Kaylin?
I don't know. They'll have to find out themselves.
Oh, because I know you clicked on it.
What I will say, which is awesome, is that still, no matter who like gets the most votes on that website, everyone gets some sort of prize. So that's like really awesome is that no matter what is three local nonprofits are getting a lot of support. So just go out and do it. And it's
yeah.
It's
thanks
fun.
To Effort and National Bank for doing that. So Google Effort and National Bank letter to Santa. You can vote there. The deadline is
at midnight tonight.
Awesome.
I might be up till midnight just watching
Just see.
Santa's coming early. Santa's coming early for Anchor.
Yeah. Patty, it's always a joy to have you here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks to all you do at Anchor Lancaster for the folks of our community. Back to the music we go. Here's Sheila Walsh with an oldie but a goodie from 1983. This is Star Song, WJTL. Good morning.